We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
And this one, just first initial J. Don't want to use the full name on this one. She said, long story short, I've been married for 5 years, and I've recently discovered that prior to our wedding, but while we were engaged, my now husband cheated on me, so this would have been 5+ years ago. I don't want to give a lot of details because it is very personal and I'm not sure what we're going to do, but would most people forgive this with that information I provided? We've been married for 5 years and he's been faithful as far as I know. I just don't know how to get over feeling so betrayed, even though it was 5+ years ago. For me, what's missing here is that, like, how did you come across this information? Did you just randomly be like, I got to tell you something. Guess what I did 5 years ago?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Is like, how did you figure it out? Or maybe did he confess? If he confessed and said, hey, I got to tell you something, and it's been eating at me, and it's like one of my worst mistakes. Like, if he's remorseful about it, then that makes sense, right? Like, if he's the one who confesses. But if you're, like, snooping around and find it, then how do you know he's still not doing stuff?
Yeah, I mean, that's also true. Yeah, I wish I had more context to it. I think I probably would put more weight in the past 5 years than something that happened 5 years ago. Not that he should get points for being good at hiding something for 5 years, but yes, you were engaged, but you weren't married yet. So really, your whole marriage, he's been faithful as far as we know.
And that's the whole thing. Like, it all depends on how much trust you have in the actual relationship or in him to be able to move on from that. Because like you said, yeah, I guess it still was before you guys were married, but you were still dating and engaged. Mm-hmm. Like, how far before that was it? Did you guys just start dating type of situation, seeing each other? Was it that long ago? And then maybe that type of thing happens where it's like, oh, you're still seeing this girl, you're still seeing this girl, but then you start being serious and it still kind of happens, right? So I don't know. There's a lot of context missing in that. But regardless, he's a cheater.
You dirty cheater.
He cheated once.
Well, with the information she gave, and I would say it's kind of hard to answer with the information she gave, just knowing they've been married for 5 years, and apparently when they were engaged, this guy stepped out. If you find that out, but you've been married for 5 years, how would you feel about that? How would you react to that? What would you need to know to push forward in a positive way? 237, it's text 35270. Mailbag is Nelly. Hey, Porsche, why 94 Playhouse?
Hey, the Porsche, I want a
Porsche. Hey, good morning. Flush the Format Friday, Y94, Zero, Joel D in the Playhouse, Amy out ill today. Mailbag situation, first initial J, not giving us a ton, but she does detail to us that she's been married for 5 years, and it's, as far as she knows, it seemed like a good marriage, but in some sort of way, and she didn't expand on how she found out or why she found out, but it's been discovered now 5 years in that when they were engaged, this fella cheated on her, and she's wondering how most people would react to that. Would you stick around? Would you put more weight in the last 5 years than that thing he did 5 years ago?
That's hard. You know, I think a lot of it depends on how she found out. You know what I mean? Like, did she find out and he was lying about it, or did he, like, I mean, if he didn't bring it up to her personally and was like, hey, there's this thing and this, you know, somehow it came out and he wasn't upfront about it.
I'm not getting the impression you'd be super forgiving.
Yeah, no, I'd be pissed, definitely, for a while. But I would hope that it wouldn't destroy the relationship.
All right, thank you so much for calling the Playhouse today. Definitely appreciate it. And lots of texts right out of the gate on this one.
Yeah, somebody texting in saying, you weren't married. It was 5 years ago, and she's been faithful throughout the marriage. Just drop it. Why ruin the holidays and possibly the marriage? Somebody else saying, if your marriage is something you want to salvage, 100% go to marriage counseling. And my husband cheated on me within the first few years we were together, but not married. I forgave him, and we've been together for 19 years now. Somebody else texting in saying, he's already stolen years of your life. Don't let him steal anymore. You will always worry when he will do it again. Not if, but when.
Yeah. And what were you thinking?
I mean, I think once you get married, it's just like a clean slate, right? Like, I was in a similar situation, and I maybe wasn't as on board as I was. But once you decide, like, you're going to get married, clean slate, as long as you're, honest with each other now, that's what is really important. You didn't make a commitment beforehand.
So you think anything before the ring, it's like, meh.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well, I will give you this first initial, Jay. I would say that what we are seeing, you know, granted, you didn't give us maybe all the info, but what we're seeing based off what you said, it seems like more people are putting more weight in the past 5 years than that thing he did 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, I guess, but then my brain just diverts to, you were still committed. Like, if you were committed to each other as boyfriend and girlfriend enough to be able to get engaged and then married, so, like, I guess I would just need to know the context. Was it when you were engaged or was it when you were, like, dating? But even then, just because I've never been married, I've only been a boyfriend. If my girlfriend did that, like, even 5 years ago or early on, like, it would be that conversation of, like how early in the relationship did it happen? So hopefully you guys find some comfort in it at least.
Hey, relationship ref, am I the jerk? A phone scam on the way, TRQ, and in the 7 o'clock hour, I get to tell you what's next. So we just figured out our secret sound yesterday, but now we get to kick off a new contest. Now that we polished off five sounds, $5,000. That in the 7 o'clock hour, too, is we play Good Charlotte. Why not E4 more to play out?